I've been made one with him. That's the reason why you ought to be ferocious when you come to this. You ought to be ferocious in your faith. I refuse to give play to the devil. I don't care how it looks. I refuse to back down. Because I'm one with him. What did David say? I've been young. Now I'm old. I mean, he lived some time, right? And he said, I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen who? The righteous forsaken, nor you see. I ain't begging no bread, y'all. All right, I ain't begging. Hallelujah. I don't care what God has to do, all I know, he'll get it done. Now, y'all ain't listening to me. When the Israelite was out there in the desert, he rained down bread from heaven. Hallelujah. When Jesus was out there with those 5,000 men beside women and children, he took two fish. And they grew both a head and tail. And fed 5,000 men beside women and children. You know why I'm not going down? You want me to tell you why? You want me to tell you why? Because I have been put into the river of life. And in that river of life, Revelation says there is no more curse. There is no more curse. You can't curse what God has blessed. The devil can't curse. Well, did not he say in Romans 8:2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has what? Made me free from what? The law of sin and death? No, I've been set free by the blood. I have been made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And death cannot stop that. And listen, healing is one of the fruits of righteousness. And I have a right to be healed. I have a right to prosper. I have a right to succeed. I have a right to win. Hallelujah, because I have been made one with him. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So let things get tough. Let things get tough. But I will not be afraid. I will not back down. Too late, I read Psalm 91. I believe Psalm 91. I live in Psalm 91. I believe God told me the truth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe there is a secret place. Y'all ain't talking to me. I said, I believe that there is a secret place. And he said, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And you can say something while you're dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. You can say, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. Not maybe, but surely he shall deliver me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm one with the Lord. Hallelujah. If he made the mountain, if he made the valleys, he made the world, and all that therein, he know how to get me some money. I say he know how to get me some money. Hallelujah. He know how to supply me with everything I need. Hallelujah. And I have been put in a position where I don't beg. I can boldly possess, take possession of what he provided for me. When the enemy trying to tell me I don't qualify, trying to bring condemnation, trying to bring, make me feel inferior. But with boldness of righteousness, I step right up and I say, I am the healed. I am the well. I am the strong. I am more than a conqueror. I can do it. I will do it. I shall do it. I am doing it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to this and close. Thank you, Jesus. Becoming a heartfelt reality. My Father loved me as much as he did Jesus. And we are not honoring our place as a son if we do not take our place in righteousness. I'm going to say that again. My God, thank you, Jesus. We are not honoring our place as sons if we do not take our place in righteousness. See, you have no business allowing anything because we have all kind of stuff in this earth realm. You got all kind of groups. People are saying everything and anything. Has to do nothing. Once you are blood washed and you come under the bloodstained banner, that's who you identify with, you take your place. And when you won't do it, you're not taking your place in righteousness. We are not honoring our place as sons when we're broke, our family neglected. Stuff is going on. Our family neglected. They don't have nowhere to stay. You can't put bread on the table. You don't know how to pray. You can't lead your family in prayer. You can't teach them what's right and wrong. You have to let the TV teach them or some gang teach them. They don't know how to pray. They grow up as children. We are dishonoring. We are not honoring our sonship with him in righteousness. He's a father to us. We ought to be a father to our children. Anybody here? We ought to be a husband to our wives. Same way, likewise, wives ought to be a husband to their, a wife to their husband. Amen? And we walk in this life in spite of all the breakdowns and teardowns and the destruction in the family and in the marriage and the home and all that's going on and all the kind of living that people are doing, we should stand out as the righteousness of God. That I'm not going to bow to that. I'm not going to let my children bow to that. Hello? I'm not going to let my children grow up with a poverty mentality to think they can't make it. They got to get on some kind of government program. I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to teach them this word. I know I'm preaching. Amen. Don't even need no amen. But I'll take it if you give it. Amen. But when we understand this, then we won't be beggars and bummers. We'll be believers. Amen. We'll be doers. Amen. We'll act on that word. We'll stand on that word. And we'll watch the word put us over. To other will come to you. Say, how did you do it? How did you do it? What are you doing? You can tell them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, I don't want to be close with a negative thought, but I don't want to get a point across. I think in so many ways, we have preached Jesus so poorly in the area of salvation. That's why people won't get born again. They don't know what it means. And then we have not, listen to me, we have not dealt with the things and the source that stop people from getting born again. And that's the force of God. We need to use our authority. We don't need to go through a week and just sit there. You need to be talking to those, you need to be saying something. Now, when you take your hands off of these people in this community, I'm going through this community, I'm witness to them, and they're gonna hear what God has to say. And sometimes I think we get so tied up in me. And when the end of the week comes, still me. And there's people all around us dying, going to hell. You know it, I know it. We together, we know that. But we still saying, me. Hello?